Greetings, friends. It is I, Igor, the master's loyal servant. The master wishes me to tell you that when he is conducting his experiments, stitching corpses together and giving them unholy life, he listens to the Sean Geek podcast, which he downloads directly from seanmcginnity.ca.
Igor, don't forget to tell him to download it from seanmcginnity.ca.
The master wishes me to remind you that he downloads the Sean Geek podcast from seanmcginnity.ca, and so should you.
It lives! It lives!
Hi, this is Kevin.
And this is Robert from the In Obscuria podcast.
And you are listening to the ever-winding gyre that is the Sean Geek and Fast Fret podcast.
And they are without a doubt our favorite Caucasians. I mean, Canadians.
True. Well, next to Getty, Neil, and Alex.
Rick, Gil, and Mike.
Oh, Danko Jones, Sebastian Bach.
Brian Vollmer. Oh, don't forget James LaBrie. Oh, and our favorite, Anne Murray.
John Michael Thor.
Yeah.
Alanis.
Gordy.
Burton Cummings. Yeah. Corey Hart.
Brian Adams. We forgot Brian Adams.
Chris Jericho. Mm-hmm. Lips. Randy Rampage. Eric Luzier. Bob and Doug McKenzie.
You dicks!
I like my women like I like my scotch. On rocks!
What?
It was a video I heard a long time ago.
It was like a radio station?
No, it was just a really, really silly video on YouTube.
What?
Exactly. If you know, you know. Mm. Get that dial-up modem kicked
Because I think
up.
It's called this.
That's what I said. Sorry, I had a bit of a cold. Ooze tube.
Oh my God, 101 days. Yeah. Feels like we haven't had any days off.
It feels like that. I mean, I think we say that every time, right?
Yeah.
Like we say that, and then we never really seem to progress in fixing that or figuring it out, right?
No.
But maybe one day.
Maybe one day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, we're doing something funny here. Let's see. Go, gadget arms.
Yes.
So, I think we have to start with this. I got a drink here for you.
Oh, sounds good. Thank you.
There we go. All right. So, this is called Hooch.
Ah, yes. As they say on the streets.
The tough streets of...
Yeah, just anywhere, you know. You don't know how many... you go into a bar and you say, like, what can I get you? Give me a glass of Hooch. That's like a 30% chance you're going to get kicked out, right?
Like the time you went to, like, the daycare and asked for that, or...
Yeah, that is a lesson learned. You know why? Because the hooch there was crazy. Whew. I don't even remember what time I went home. All the kids had gone home. I can tell you that much.
It's kind of creepy.
Well, they weren't drinking. It was
me. Am I taller than you?
Probably.
There you go. That's better.
It doesn't take much, too.
So, what's happened since last time?
Since last time.
I think we got our groove back. We stopped playing hair metal.
Yeah. You know. Just get to back to basics.
I heard something had happened to Christian Corey, though.
Uh-oh. What happened to him, though?
Well, remember he left. He said he was going to go to, like, was he going to Bible study after he was temping? Remember
Bible camp or something?
Bible, yeah.
Study, yeah.
Well... It was Striper Camp.
It was Striper Camp. Oh, mm. So he's going to be a full-blown striper.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but maybe we could illustrate what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You know what? This might be a good... I don't know. I think I want to do this.
Well, I think I know which album we're picking. Just by the Art.
This one?
I think so.
Because, I mean, this is kind of related to him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. Is this the one?
Oh, boy.
I don't know. Is this the one or is it the one before?
Oh, maybe.
Is this live?
Oh, it's an... Oh, boy.
No, we don't want that. No, no live. No, no. So what do we know about this band?
Is the one? I think their front... Their singer is he's Jesus, or he's like some kind of prophet. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't remember what the stripes means. So I'm curious though. If we play this,
yeah,
what's going to happen? Like, is because we're playing the word of the Lord in this place. Like, is this like playing Beyonce or is this?
No. Well, you have to, as the Bible says, and I'm pretty sure this is the quote. Sometimes you just gotta get the let out. I think that was one of those early chapters, you know. It's one of those early chapters.
The book of Hobart.
Yes.
The book of Hobart. Hobart, yeah. Rarison. He was a famous. He appropriated a church down in Smyrna.
Yeah.
And then he became a holy man afterwards.
I think he was the one who was he became the first prophet, but he spelt it with an F, like P-R-O-F. So I mean, he. I don't know. I think that was like the book according to Hobart, I'm pretty sure.
The book according to Hobart, yeah.
I'd have to review that, but I'm pretty confident that I'm telling the truth and that it's clearly
You're
real.
Pretty confident you're telling the truth.
Okay. I'm like 69% sure.
that's appropriate for Hobart.
Yeah.
The book of Hobart.
I think so.
All right, I think this sounds like it could be good.
Yeah.
You want to go with this?
Let's go with it, yeah.
Okay, so this is basically Striper from the album The Final Battle, and it's a song called... Wait.
No, keep going. I was just...
See no evil, hear no evil.
See no...
In Smyrna.
In Smyrna,
I think this is what this is.
Perfect.
Okay, so let's play this here.
Let's do it, yeah. We'll be right back.
Whoa.
There we go.
There we go. Sorry about that. Technical difficulties. We were chatting and listening to this.
To this, and got filled with the Holy Spirit, we'll say. Is that an excuse that people use?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, well, so. Consider it used. Yeah, that was, that was a song.
Yeah, that was a song.
Yeah. I mean, it was listenable and, you know.
Oh. Hello?
Nobody's home.
Hello? This is Elliot.
Oh, no. The realtor?
No more playing that holy roller shit.
Well, Elliot, what would you recommend?
Something that gets me moist.
Ah, I think that gave me a tumor. Do you have any recommendations?
I want to hear something from Winnipeg.
I want to hear something from Winnipeg. The guess who?
No, I'm not guessing.
You're not guessing.
Something to do with, like, the dead and an apparition.
Oh, I see what you're getting at. Trying to put words into my mouth.
Okay, I gotta go back. Someone's... Oh, shit, he put his balls on the press again. I gotta go.
Okay, wait, who's he? We'll figure that out one day. I think I got the hint.
Mister. Was that subtle enough?
That was, there's subtle, and then there's whatever that was.
I don't want to get Elliot moist, though.
No.
It doesn't sound like a good thing.
Well, he was trying to be convincing, and he said that, and I said, I think we're going to go as far from Winnipeg as we can.
I think we're going to play some Anne Murray.
We're going to, is she from Winnipeg?
No. From Nova Scotia.
I was going to say, that's the first time.
So this is actually something that we promised we were going to play last time. And we totally forgot to play it.
That is true. That is true. All right, let me get, forget which gig stick this is on.
Here, just type it in.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I think I remember where it's under. There we go. All right. Wait. Hold on. Don't you? Just. The panic ensues. All right.
Don't they have a video for this too?
I think they do, actually.
Is this the one they have the video for?
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay. Well, we'll watch the video, but we don't want to put a video up in the plant while people are like pressing and lasering and all that sort of shit.
No, that's true. That is absolutely true. Band from Winnipeg, Manitoba.
The middle of hell, right?
Middle of hell. You decided. Capital.
Yep.
As Mr. Moist had alluded to, they are related to ghostly apparitions. The band is called Spectre, and they have released some new material, some of their first EP this. I guess in the last few months, and it's definitely worth a listen, I think.
Yeah, I wanted to hear this so bad last time, and we just totally forgot about it. I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
it might have been the hobgoblin beer.
It could have been stole something. You know, whatever goblins.
They don't know we're drinking at work, do they?
Nah, I don't think so.
Okay.
Pretty sure Elliot didn't see my glass.
Well, Elliot was hammered, man.
Well, I mean, and somebody's putting apparently their balls in the press. I mean, like.
It's a thing now.
Is everybody drinking down here? And yeah. We think we're hiding it, and like nobody's
drinking the spirit water.
Yeah. And nobody's hiding it. They're just open, and we think we're
well, being the metal lord hasn't shown up in a while. So I don't know.
That's why I got to be careful the day he does. You don't want to be caught doing that.
Don't want to be caught listening to Lionel Richie or anything.
No.
Things wouldn't be good.
That is true. Yeah. All right.
Do you want to do this thing?
Yeah.
We'll just click on this one right here.
Yeah.
We got to click on it.
That's fair. Let me just do the typing. Yeah. That's how you click on the link. You hit the keyboard a bunch. Yeah, I think it's all loaded up.
Oh, it does it. All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
Sorry about that.
we seem to not know what we're doing. We don't know technically what we're doing today, but
oh man, that was so much fun.
Yeah, that's just some great songs, great band.
I want to hear more. What the hell are they doing in Winnipeg?
Just they're just bringing it, right?
Maybe we could organize a concert in the shop on the shop floor.
I mean
Armageddon is kind of appropriate. Yeah. It feels like Armageddon-ish here.
What could go wrong, right? Other than balls in a stamp, balls in a press, balls in a saw.
Yeah.
Actually, it feels like a song coming up. Balls in a press, balls. I'll keep that. I'll just.
Yeah, I'll keep that in mind.
I'll lock that. I'll lock that back.
Well, one of the guitar players in that band was in another band. I don't know. Do we want to? Do you want to? Are you curious?
I'm curious. Yeah, absolutely. I am curious.
Maybe you can.
All right.
Hit my type button there.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I gotta. Yeah.
Let's see.
I am curious, and
I am the Rhino.
Ba 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 ba. Let's see if I can find it. Ooh, there it is. And there's a video too.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Okay, okay.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
I'll call the mayor, the governor. I'll report this to the president.
That this band is great. Awesome. So this is band's called 500 Pound Furnace. We haven't played them on the show yet.
Well, we're about to.
Features one of the guitar player that was in Spectre that we just listened to.
Cool, cool.
Cool guys. Cool guys. Okay, you guys ready for this? The song's called Vimy.
Cool. Nice. That was cool. I like that.
Did you like that?
I really like
that. That was good.
Yeah. That was, I could listen to that. I could be in public, like, moving my head and scaring everyone.
Oh, yeah.
With my headphones in or something.
They had a lot of great songs.
I have to check those out. Absolutely.
Saw them play twice.
Very nice.
From the side of the stage. I'm not going to explain that reference because that doesn't make sense with my character on this show.
You know, all I have to do is say cut and then, no, I'm just kidding.
Just say cut. Cut! Cut! He's not supposed to say that!
You can ask for a cut. I'm sure the director would... where is the director?
I want to remember this one for later.
Yeah.
Have you heard of these people?
I have not.
Okay.
And that right there.
Which one? I think we might... Wait, can we maybe save this? How do we save this? We're going to lose this. Wait, what if I...
Or maybe write a note on your... Your sheet there. You can make like a... Just like another page or section that just says like, here's some
there you go. New stuff.
Yeah.
New stuff. All right. Yeah. Okay. And that was,
Once we write those all, I think I got something.
You got something planned here? Okay. Hang on.
I'll wait till you're done typing. Cause there's I've got a physical aspect to it.
All right.
All right there. Let me ask you a question. That's all I got. There's no relation?
No.
No. Well, okay. But the question I was supposed to say before we
left. Or are we having speed? Isn't that what Motorhead is? Isn't that speed or is that amphetamines or?
I think it's, what do they call the speed balls? Is it speed ball where you get there's a bit of stuff in there?
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Speed, angel dust, and get cocaine, probably a little whatever. Anyway.
PCP!
Most likely.
PCP!
What do you know about dwarves? There's no...
What do I know about dwarves?
Don't you ever watch Jeopardy?
No, I don't know anything about dwarves.
All right. Well, apparently there's a band.
I forget. Oh, my God.
Is it one word or two words? I think it's one word. Oh, that's... okay. Type D. Yeah, there we go. I'll click there. Yeah, what do you think? good looking guy.
This is good looking. Yeah.
From Tuscany.
Hey, good looking.
There's inspiration from the fantasy world of Tolkien. It's particular.
Oh my God, this is gonna be really good.
So there's this album that came out, and there's a fun song here. A lot of fun. They got some good like. They're kind of like, there's a lot of good, like, you could put them into, like, a lot of the drinking songs, you know, like,
dwarven drinking songs.
But, one in particular is called The Great Feast Underground, I think.
Bilbo Baggins.
I think you're going to,
okay.
Yeah, I think you'll enjoy it. The chorus, when it gets to it, you'll see is like, you're just like, oh, yeah.
You'll see. This is going to be like Ailstorm. Ailstorm, who's getting a lot of play on this show, apparently.
Well, I mean...
Twice.
Yeah, might be more. You never know. They got a lot of songs.
They got a lot of songs.
So, yeah. I think we'll play The Great Feast Underground.
Which one?
The Great Feast Underground.
Okay, you better bring it up.
All right. Whenever you are. Ready? I'm ready.
You got a...
Oh, I got a thing. Yeah. All right, here we go.
Yeah. the ground from the mountain hole. You can hear the sound. Come and join the party till the day is gone. It's the sound of freedom. It's a dwarven song.
Was certainly interesting.
Yep.
That was really good.
There we go. Something, you know, a bit light. All light and have some fun, you know, get some drinky.
That was so much fun.
Yeah, this girl is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
And cuckoo for The Great Feast Underground by Win Rose.
Yeah, they probably had Cocoa Puffs there. There was a lot of food on that table. I think somebody was eating like literally just a green onion, just like
yeah, you notice that he's just eating a green onion,
like just like I'm just like, you know what, good enough. Like, okay, all right, what do you got for us now, boss?
Let's see, I got a whole bunch of songs sent my way. We didn't hear that one, did you?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, we heard this one. We can get rid of this one. We did this one. You know what? I'm gonna go over here.
Sweet.
Did we play them before?
The art seems familiar, but...
Here, let's check our list here. We're trying not to replay the same songs twice, but we have done so. It's been, particularly one band called Trouble.
Well, that ruins my next pick.
Oh, we have not played them. No, we have not. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard this song? You know this band, right?
I know this band, but I haven't heard that song, no. I'll defer.
You know, you know what? We've not played this multiple times.
Okay.
Let's make sure we haven't played it before.
And we find out we have played it four times.
We're using, what's it, the Lotus 1-2-3 right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. We haven't played this one. This is one I wanted to play for a while. Okay. No, notepad. Hey, I heard Windows 97 is coming out soon.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Okay, we're going to play this. Like, we had a little bit of fun, but let's get serious here.
Okay. So, I like it.
The band's called Redemptus.
Okay.
Still Resemble the Silence.
Okay.
So I can't say-
That was really good.
Yeah. Portuguese. That was one of my Portuguese finds. I'd totally forgotten about.
Well, I think you're going to be dipping back into the well a bit.
I think I redemptised myself.
I think you redemptised yourself. I agree. 100%.
Getting another drink here.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, you know what happens when you have a couple, you know, it's a quiz. That's going to be the segue. What happens when you have a few drinks? What happens in a normal day? You have a couple drinks, maybe one too many.
You have a couple more.
Okay. That's
you have a couple drinks and you have a couple more. Isn't that like a George Thorogood song?
I think so. You had another drink and it went right to your bones. Da-na-na-na-na. Something like that. Is that close?
Yeah, it was right. That's pretty spot on, yeah.
He go and got a haircut and he was bald to the bone.
Someone's flashing lights into their office here.
Huh. Well.
That's weird.
That's not appreciated. So, the answer to my bad segue as I click my mouse and tap type away was usually fall asleep.
That's not your car, is it?
Is it in your driveway?
Yeah. I don't know.
Here, let me see.
Mellow Pop Classics. Oh, boy, this is going to be good. Ed Sheeran. Very excited.
I'm on the other side.
Oh, okay.
Behind your white car. Oh, that didn't do what I wanted.
Ed but Sheeran?
No.
Oh, okay.
There we go. So you've put this before, but there's a band here. Have you heard of?
Okay, wait. Are we going to fall asleep to this? No. Or are we going to stay awake for this?
We're going to stay awake.
So this is not Go to Sleep Token?
No, this is not Go to Sleep Token. It's of the Doom genre, subgenre, but it's also...
I like Doom.
It's kind of a hybrid. It's the Doom Stoner subgenre.
Dr. Doom?
I guess so, yeah.
Dr. Doom.
So
Dr. Doom Metal.
I just want to show you this. I'm going to do this album because the cool art, but there's songs in there.
Okay.
But because this one is quite a nice to have in the background, but if you look at the track listing, it's not realistic.
Is it like the whole album and it's like one track that's an hour long, or is it like 12 tracks that's an hour long?
No, it's one. It's one track an hour long, and then there's a second track that's like 8 minutes for some reason.
So they put two songs on an album, but it's not an EP.
It says this year, but it's not. It's from like 20 or 30 years ago.
And what's with the Banthas and the...
Good question.
The what are those guys called? The
Sand People?
Sand People?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was around the time of these, maybe before, maybe it was after.
It probably re-released, it like got released officially for the first time.
So yeah, it's got some like, you know, cool stuff. You know, it got a little fuzz to it, you want to call it?
I like fuzz.
But yeah, I think we're going to listen to it. I think the song
I didn't shave today. See.
Oh yeah, I can see.
See, a little bit of fuzz is a good thing.
We picked perfect. So yeah, I think we're going to do the song. I think the one that caught me was The Druid was pretty cool.
Okay, so this is called Sleep.
Yeah, the band is called Sleep from their album Sleep's Holy Mountain.
Awesome.
All right, here we go. We'll be right back.
holy doom.
There we go.
Doom, doom.
Yeah. It's
doom.
Kind of a, you know, they're kind of a, I guess the stoner aspect, kind of like there's a bit more psychedelic to it feel than and bluesiness than like Electric Wizard we listen to. Where it's
oh my
like,
God, yeah.
You're just like, you just, you're like, you're almost like imagining like you need like a huge joint and then you're like, oh, your brain is fried. But this one's like.
That was, I remember that one now. That was really, really good.
I think it was
what do you call the wizard?
Electric
wizard. Wizard, that's what it was.
Yeah, because I remember we played it not long back. It was, what was the song?
The Barbarian. The
Barbarian, yeah.
Wait, Dope Throne. I'm seeing a common theme.
Yeah. And that's, but that album, like Electric Wizard, Dope Throne, is good. It's a heavy, fuzzy, I think I put that because it was more accessible for like, that's got songs that are like 8-9. There's a couple like 10 to 15 minute songs on it, so it's like not as easy to.
Mm-hmm.
In some
sense, it's something you just like melt into your couch and.
Yeah, or you just in the background, like, or you're doing something. It's just it's easy to, you know. Just
it'd probably be good on vinyl.
Oh, for
like
sure.
One of those vinyls.
I think.
Speaking of which.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't have a record player though.
Well, we have a record player. Need to come over and play.
Yeah.
There we go.
There's only 5 in existence, and I got one.
Oh,
I'm not gonna tell you guys what it is. I'm just gonna tell Rory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's fair.
Boy, oh boy, what am I gonna do now? Like, I think we'll go with this one, right?
Decisions. Yeah.
Well, I think we said I was gonna do. Wait. Now this one.
How many? But is it one of those bands where there's, you know, just based on the picture, it reminds me of when we were looking. I was like, is there another band named Castle Rat? It's like a Trouble. I think they had a similar picture. And I was oh.
Now this one came from. It was a suggestion to add to the show. Anthony suggested it. I can't remember where he lives. I think he lives like just below the lunchroom.
Like in a nook?
Yeah, like he found like there was a depression in the floor and he kind of went under there and he set up like a little man cave. Ooh. But I think it's more of like a cell. Like a... I think they called it a soul asylum.
Oh, okay.
I think he pissed off the Metal Lord at one point.
Oh, do we know what he did?
I think he played Turbo Lover by Judas Priest as opposed to the Judas Priest's Turbo Lover that we played.
Oh, I think that's a harsh punishment.
It's a harsh punishment. The Metal Lord's a bit of a dick.
Yeah, like that's like he's still playing, you know, it's Turbo Lover, but like there's, you know, I mean, let's be honest. We played.
Well. The coup finally decided to grace us with his present.
Exactly. I thought the word at the end was going to be different.
I thought it was going to be different too. I totally.
What word did you think it was going
to be? I thought it was going to be this one.
Oh, I thought it was going to be penis, but presence is close enough.
Yeah.
What you talking about?
Yeah, that was very.
Because I mean, we literally played Lou Reed. Like, that's.
Wait, do we get a? Wait, where is it? We have it here. Where is it?
We have it there.
What?
It just kills me every time.
I think he is one of the Metal Lords, you know, whatever. So anyway, we're gonna play. So anyway, Anthony, Anthony Biggs, decided he wanted us to play something on this show. I don't like. Again, he lives in the Soul Asylum.
Mm-hmm.
His brother's name is Perner. Something Dave Perner or something. Dave I don't know.
Okay. Fred anyway, Perner.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to play. He turned me on to this band.
Okay.
Well, he didn't turn me on, but
Well, you, it's too late. You already said it.
I already said it. Damn,
I heard
it.
I heard it.
Damn you, Anthony. Anyway, we're going to play Castle Rat, and I wanted to play video because I wanted to show you. You know what? He suggested this. It was this one we should listen to.
Okay.
Not this one.
Okay.
So we're going to listen to Dagger Dragger by Castle Rat. And this was one of my favorite discoveries of last year.
Oh.
In 1997.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm ready.
Okay, you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
The Dagger Dragger, a renowned huntress of demons, beasts, and scoundrels, finds herself plagued by visions of a mysterious shadow beast following her victorious battle the night before. Her latest trophy, the beloved henchman of a most powerful sorceress, has left the huntress fatefully ensnared by a vengeful enchantment.
Falling on the sins arising.
like it. I was very, very cool.
I was like, I hope you like this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I dig it. I'm gonna totally check it out. Awesome.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah. So thank you, Anthony.
Thank you.
I hope you can get out of the soul asylum.
We'll be appealing with the Metal Lord to get
him out of there.
See if he'll like, you know, if there's this, you know, lessen your sentence, if that's the, you know, knock on wood. Knock on spring. that it's not that kind of thing, but some really good stuff. And there's been a lot of videos today. Things have.
Sorry, we just had to. We had to Lou read this shit up.
Yeah, you just had to Lou read it.
Yep.
So, if you're down for another one with a video element,
I'm enjoying these video elements.
I don't know the full story, but there's a relation to a band we have played.
Trouble? No. yeah.
We like to laugh.
We like to laugh.
So
you're going to look it up here.
So let me just type. So I think there was some drama behind the scenes, or there was something that happened, and after, I think it was...
Like when we played, when the previous temp played Beyonce? Like that kind of drama?
Well, no, I don't think like that. But it resulted in, after doing three albums with them, they had to replace the singer from Gloryhammer.
Oh, Gloryhammer!
However, singer got a new project that there was an album out recently.
Like it's an arts and crafts project? Or
you could say something like that, but it seems... I'm not sure exactly. I'd have to re-listen to it to hear, but it seems like...
You can make shit up, you know.
Yeah, I know. But that's what it seems like, because the character he played with their band seems to have been like, this is like a sequel, like he's still playing that character, but like not with Gloryhammer, but like his own
Interesting.
Band.
Interesting.
It seems, because like with the video, it's got the same vibe. It's got the... So he's playing, I think, Angus McFife, who's the hero of one of the heroes of the older. Oh, there he is, right there.
I see they have an album. Oh my God, is that a gelatinous cube?
Could be, or it's like a big bunch of ice. But they've got this album.
They got one album called 6666. I saw there.
Oh, is that a? Oh, single. Oh, they got a single.
Huh? Oh, it's a single.
And they got laser shooting dinosaurs.
Because what's more evil than the number 666?
Exactly. So the video.
We need that audio clip.
Yeah,
I should make that one, eh?
Yeah, that's what we need.
That's what we need.
So it's almost like maybe it's. I don't know.
2.2 million views.
I don't know if the video is also like. An introduction to like explaining to people why this is a thing. That's kind of how I got it, because I was like, I heard the voice and I was like, oh yeah, that's the singer from that band. They're from Gloryhammer. I'm like, that's clearly the singer. And I'm like, Angus? I'm like, you're still the character from that, but like in a new dimension or something? And it seems to be. I don't know. But it's a fun video.
Okay, well, I'm very excited.
It's got Gloryhammer vibes, obviously.
Gloryhammer is excellent.
Yeah, so, and he shows off his band, get to play characters, and they're just like a colorful group of people, so, yeah, I don't know.
Ready? Color. Let's have some color.
Let's have some color. All right, you ready?
Not like blood color, like in wrestling.
Ah. Uh-huh.
Like, just, you know, rainbow shit.
Fire, but I've lost my soul for the hero. God, what the hell's going on?
Skeletor.
Pretty much. Yeah, totally Skeletor.
Thought it was a
that was just, so awesome,
just kind of a fun, cheesy, you know.
And they're totally ripping off Masters of the Universe,
yeah, totally.
But it was Master of the Universe,
so it's so not, it's not the same
thing, not the same thing.
And the guy at the end with the skull,
yeah, the skull,
and I'm pretty sure a staff with Skeletor staff, it's not the same guy at all.
No,
he wears a hood.
Wow,
yeah,
that was all kinds of awesome,
it's all kinds of things that, yeah.
Oh man, okay, now you're making me want to play. What am I going to do? Do you know this one?
No, I don't think I know this one.
What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Oh, I don't know what to play. This one's kind of fun.
I like the name.
Oh, wait, what was the other one we were going to play? Maybe we should play that other one we found.
Oh, yeah, the...
Well, so we didn't get the Metal Lord to show up earlier when we played Striper. So we're going to try again. This might not work. We'll see. We'll see how this goes. Which one should we go with? Probably this one, I guess.
Probably
right?
The self-titled.
Yeah, self-titled. Okay. So this is a song by Jesus Chrysler. And if this doesn't work, don't worry. We'll stop this. But it just the name. It just randomly showed up on our our stick
that the, the name got us.
Yeah. So let's. If 1.2K plays, I don't know. This year's savior, by the way, is Jesus Chrysler. It's okay. If the Metal Lord shows up, I'm sorry.
Fair enough.
I guess it might be time for a new temp. We'll see how this goes.
Why am I getting killed?
I've been here longer.
Oh, darn, you're right.
Production. I am built for destruction. I am the king of kings, built for your driving sins. I have been before and I think that I will come again. Your money is my blood and I have been resurrected. Halloween is my name, a leaf body of my fame. And now I am so much nicer, they call me Jesus Chrysler. 3 days and I rose again. Cocaine. It might have been the government, but I think it was the firmament. I feel like the son of God, coming at you like an old hot rod. Now I am full of rage, and have your children reach driving in. Jesus Chrysler, I am market production. I am built for destruction. I am the king of kings, built for your driving sins. I have been before and I think that I will come again. Your money is my blood and I have been resurrected. All the words in my name, they bought me on my face. And now I am so much nicer, they call me Jesus Chrysler. 3 days and I rose again, I guess it could have been cocaine. They said it was the government, but I knew it was the firmament, and I feel like the son of God, coming at you like an old hot rod. And now I am full of rage, and half your children reach driving age.
Wow.
I was not what I exactly thought, but I quite enjoyed that.
That was quite good.
Yeah. It's good, like, you know, 50s Swinger? I don't know. What do you call 50s rock and roll swinging? Rock and roll? I guess rock.
It was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun.
That was, yeah. That was a lot of, it was a lot of fun.
All right, so, wow. Banana Jesus Chrysler. It's stuck in my head. It won't go away.
Yeah, that's the thing, is it's gonna stick there. All right, should I find another song?
Yeah, you find another song. Someone's at the door.
Oh.
Hello? Hello?
Ha! This is Billy D. Kevin.
The Billy D. Kevin?
Yeah.
From Star Wars?
Billy D. Kevin.
Oh.
I wear a cape. And I'm from Smyrna.
He's gotten into the Smirnoff. Okay. How's it going?
I'm pretty good, yeah.
You work here?
I work on the laser. I shoot laser beams like Star Wars.
So, wait. We have a laser? And I'm just being told now?
Well, I'm not working on the press. People playing chicken with the press, how with many, the balls.
How many balls have been pressed today?
Well, I did a ballescomy on Tyler.
Oh yeah, well, a ballescomy. Is that the one with the copper tubing and you get the tube, you get it in there, and you flip it.
No, you just use the laser. You just like Han Solo in his gun, laser gun. Yeah.
You shoot first, and you ask questions. Never. Fair enough.
Yeah, okay. I didn't shoot first.
But Han Solo did. What? What?
I'm not Han Solo.
Oh, that's fair.
I'm Han.
No, your name is Billy D. Kevin. Don't get that confused, sir. Now, you know what's happening?
The Cloud City of Bespin.
The Cloud City of Bespin. I'm not going to lie. Your accent is literally trying to infect me, and I think
I'm trying to get the right accent here, but I can't seem to find it.
My name is Kevin Williams. And I'm from an Obscuria podcast, and I don't really approve this reinterpretation of my voice. And don't forget to listen to an Obscuria podcast. I will see you in Smyrna with Robert D. Harrison. Goodbye.
I don't know what that was.
So I don't know what that was. You saw that too. That wasn't just like I wasn't just like having a moment. There was a guy who came in here, Billy D. Williams came in here.
Billy D. Kevin.
Billy D. Kevin, sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Coming in, saying he's Han Solo, but then saying he's not Han Solo.
And then,
The Bespin of, the Cloud City of Bespin, which is on Bespin, which is confusing. To call it. I
mean, he doesn't know his Star Wars shit, yeah. So apparently.
Apparently, I'm, yeah.
So what the fuck are we going to do after Jesus Chrysler that almost brought the Metal Lord here, but instead brought... Billy D. Kevin, with a really bad Tennessee accent. Yeah. What was that accent?
Some deep south there.
Deep south,
Some deep south. And that's worrying me now because I'm like, we have to.
And we're not going to play any Kiss. I don't know what that was.
Who is that?
I don't know. That's an obscure.
There's more and more characters. And
some obscure band from the 70s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, anyway, Postman Emil just gave you a letter and he told you what to play next. So what's that going to be?
Postman Emil. Yes. Thank you, Mr. Emil.
Do we need to help you here? I'll hand you the keyboard here.
I'm just trying to open the envelope here.
And... No. Fuck off, Uncle Tom. You just fucking cost Dylan his testicles on the fucking press.
He did. That is absolutely true. See, because the pressure's on and it's like... Get down. That's
to get down. Okay, so,
Table and pop tarts.
Like, I'm gonna keep playing clips until you come up with a song.
Please, please do. I'm kind of curious what else we got here. Yeah. Don't worry, I'm close.
Missy, Missy.
I'm close.
You're close? Okay.
Keep going.
She finds you crusty, Dave.
I found Kevin pretty crusty. I mean, Billy D. Kevin.
Billy D. Kevin.
Yeah, I mean, you know what
Who
he says.
Who do you think you're talking to?
Yeah.
I don't take orders from anyone.
Yeah, he's fucking pissed off. Pissed off that we did such a horrible impression of
Billy D. Kevin. Yeah, I'd be pretty mad too.
Yeah.
Okay. How about?
I didn't even try an Antony impression. I don't even know what Antony sounds like. But
well, he's in the ground, so.
Yeah, he's in the soul asylum.
The soul.
I'm gonna keep going back to that joke over and over.
I think it's a great joke.
I think it's a great joke. And his cousin Dave Perner.
It is literally.
I don't even know if that's the guy's name. I'm just making shit up.
Okay, I think.
Jesus Chrysler, going here. Come on, man.
All right, let's see what, because it's such a, the pressure's on. All right, I'm going to take a risk.
Ooh, take a risk. Okay. Panda Bear. Okay, this sounds
Panda
good.
Panda Bear. So, yeah, another band I just kind of stumbled upon. Yeah, this is the one. Just, I don't know, some cool sounding stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to do the Bane of Brook Hall. The band is called, that's a song, sorry, I should have started. The band is called Pandemic, like some spooky.
I don't know anything about pandemics.
Yeah, it's not a thing this world's worrying about in 1996.
Well, we're going into 97.
Ah, yes. Yeah. So naturally, there's been no pandemics for some time.
We and started sure 101 there. Days ago.
So.
Well, you started 101 days.
I started, yes. Yeah, so, anniversary of...
I've been here for 666 days.
Ah, yes. That makes sense.
Or no, actually, 6,666 days.
That's a lot longer than...
That's a lot longer,
It's a lot more experience.
I don't know how many days that is, like how many weeks or whatever. I
can calculator that at some point, you know.
Calculator.
Yeah, I brought a calculator. It's in my bag somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah. Mobile. All right. So, all right. Yeah, there's a song, Bane of Brook Hall. Let's give it a...
Bane of Brook Hall?
Yeah.
Brook Hall or Brook Hall?
It depends.
Bane of Brook Hall. Bane of Brook Hall.
I think Brook Hall.
Edie Brickell and the New Bohemians.
I think Brook Hall has a bit of a... it sounds better than the... Well,
yeah, I know.
But then again, you have the Bane of Brook Hall... It's fun, but if you pronounce it properly, you can really emphasize the alliteration. You could say, we're about to play the Bane of Brook Hall, and you can really...
Bless you.
Thank you. I'll just wipe that off your shoelace there. All right. If we're ready...
Okay, let's go.
Bane of
fighting over mice here.
Okay. Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
We go. Our Mises to pieces. All right, here we go. We'll be right back.
Sorry, we were talking.
Yeah. And
we were talking about Alvin and Jobs.
Yeah, you know.
Alvin and Jobs, like Steve Jobs. Yeah. It was Alvin and his buddy Steve Jobs.
Him and his pet lizard, his, you know, who lives in his mind, his lizard that lives.
Yes.
Calls him...
Lizzo.
Lizzo. But his real name is Zuckerboig.
Zuckerboig.
Yeah, but he calls him Lizzo because it's easier to pronounce.
Yeah, yeah. Lizard's very difficult to pronounce.
Yeah, it's okay. Is it two Zs or Zs? Sorry.
Yeah, depends if you're American or not.
Fair enough.
All right. Oh boy. Can I finish it with this one?
Sure.
Okay, because I do have to go to bed. This one's too long. This one's a nice length here.
Cool.
But I think we need the video.
Ooh.
Because the video is awesome. Oh, why am I not typing?
There you go.
Here you go. Okay, so this is a band called Celtic Frost, not to be confused with Celtic Frost.
Or Trouble.
Oh, wait, which one's better? Was she...
The one that has more people watched it, probably.
Oh, yeah. This one has 154 views. This one has 208,000 views. Okay, so this is a band called Celtic Frost. I can't remember they're from somewhere in Europe. In Keltland. They're from Keltland. Keltland, Norway.
Yeah.
Yeah, Keltland, Norway. The song is called Wine in My Hand, Third from the Sun. We're going to cap it off here with this. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Cool.
Thank you for coming to work today, 101 days later.
I think I don't really have much of a choice.
No, you're not allowed to leave. No. So the cot's in the back.
Yeah.
Just don't go sleep in the soul asylum.
Once I get that check, though, the overtime is going to... I'm ready for that. You know, you've been doing overtime for 6,666 days.
That's absolutely true.
Once we get paid, I'm... Drinks are on me.
All right. Okay. Let's cap it with this.
Alone among the gifts of Christ, they seek
Thank you for listening. And we'll see you next week. And bye. Have a good day.
Hey, gang. Sean Geek here.
And Fast Fret.
And we have two storefronts. If you are a TeePublic fan, you can browse our inventory over at TeePublic, which is teepublic.com/SeanGeekPodcast.
Or redbubble.com/people/SeanGeekPodcast.
You can get anything from either storefront, from t-shirts, stickers, phone cases, accessories of all kinds. We're talking masks, notebooks, mugs, pillows, totes, tapestries.
Oh my.
Oh my. Everything's there. Just go to those addresses. Also check the show note and help support the show. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.